All right. Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. Wait a minute. I'm going to see if I can turn off those tones. Okay. There you go. So we don't have to hear all the bings. Yes, welcome to the Global Water Healing Meditation. It is the first Friday of July, 2017. We are into our third year of these meditations, which happen each first Friday of the month at noon Eastern Time. And it's really an opportunity to bring our energy together and enhance our daily practice of sending healing, loving energy to the waters of the planet. So for those of you who are new to the call, I do get different people to facilitate the call each month. And generally, I host the call. My name is Mary Getten, and I'm a retired animal communicator. I'm the author of Communicating with Orcas and contributing author to Dolphins and Whales Forever, and I teach animal communication and nature courses and take people on trips to meet with whales and dolphins. So if you're interested in some of that, my website is marygetten, GETTEN.com. So, I'm really excited today to introduce our facilitator, my good friend, Shoshana Avri. She has been practicing and teaching shamanism for over 30 years now. And Shoshana is just so passionate about working with the spirits and, you know, helping people to find their way back home to themselves through shamanism. And she's a student of the Michael Harner Foundation for Shamanic Studies. She completed their courses and their three-year apprenticeship program, gosh, like 20 years ago. And she studied with a lot of other indigenous teachers over the years. She does private sessions with people. She teaches workshops. And I know she's going to take us on a very interesting journey today in the shamanic tradition. So, Shoshana, let's do
yes.
it.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome, and thank you for joining us today in this gorgeous global water meditation. So, the classic shamanism is with drumming, or an instrument that brings you into the place out of time. But because not a lot of people know how to do this, I'm going to take you on a guided meditation. So I'd just like you to know beforehand that I've called in the spirits. I've talked to the spirits. This is their journey for us today. And I just go with what they tell me because they're way smarter than me. So I've called everyone's power animals in for protection and goodness and light and being able to do this journey easily and effortlessly. I was given the journey to have you come to the essence of water and find out what we can from there. So I would like to start just with a short calling in the spirits before I move forward with anything else. And those of you who have power animals or guardians or angels that you work with, please feel free to call them into your room. So you'll hear me rattling and singing and whistling for a minute or two because they're already here. I mean, it's a very crowded room. And before we get going, I just want you to know the dolphins are going to be helping us. And so they all showed up, all colors. They're gorgeous. They will be merging with water. The reason we do this is because water has tremendous consciousness but has no conscience. Like any other element, they have tremendous consciousness and no conscience. They're powerful. They do what they do. It's an innate thing. And so in shamanism, we pair them with a loving, compassionate spirit so that whatever happens, you know, we don't have a tidal wave to take us out. We have this lovely, beautiful water loving us and having an easy journey. So what happens is the dolphin merges with the water and we will merge. It will already have the beautiful conscience when we get in there, and then we will merge with water. So the process today is about merging. It's a beautiful experience in shamanism. It's like, you know, allowing you to let go to what's ahead of you. It will be the essence of water and just allowing yourself to dissolve and then be restructured back. So the dolphins will bring you back to your body as well, restructure you with everything. I will go over all of this as well. And so let us begin. So I'm just going to do a little rattling to call the spirit. Hey la la la, 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 hey la la la. Okay, the room should be feeling nice and full. All righty, so let us begin. So essence is the object in its purest form, its vibrational signature. Water has this, and many of you might know what this feels like already. The spirits gave me a number associated with the essence of water. It is 63572. This number vibrates the frequency of water. You can write the number down to keep and use in the future. It's 63572, and I could tell you that later. And what's beautiful about it is you could put the number up where you are on your desk and send the number good vibrations, your love, open your heart to it, send that beauty to the number, and those vibrations will travel and connect to water all over the world as you're working with water's essential frequency, her consciousness. I work with a good friend of mine, Elizabeth Best, who works clearing everything on the planet with the frequency of numbers, and it's very, very profound. So for some reason, they gave me this number. I have not generally gotten these before, but I'm going to share this with you, and I have found the number frequencies very powerful. We're going to travel out of time to that vibration and see what there is to find out about the essence of water, what she wants us to know, how we can help, and how to stay connected. The dolphins told me they wanted to gift us with removing what no longer serves our highest good. While we're out on the journey, they're going to give us this gift towards the end. This is a wonderfully liberating experience. The spaces that were filled with things we no longer wanted will be filled with light and possibility. If you do not want this, just let them know. They're very, you know, compliant. They're wonderful. So they had said to me, we would like to do this, help people feel better. So a gift to you for you reaching out to water. Let us begin by getting comfortable and taking a few deep breaths. So lie down, sit up, wherever you are. Just close your eyes. Allow yourself to sink into whatever you're in. And let's take some nice deep breaths. Wonderful. I'd like you to imagine you are at your most favorite water spot on earth, someplace you have actually been, not a picture of a place, but a place you have touched. It's your touchstone. See yourself there. It's a warm and beautiful day. The sun is shining. The temperature is 75 degrees. Mary's probably wearing a coat. And a slight breeze off the water is beckoning you to enter the water and merge. So see yourself in this beautiful place with water, with the beach. The sky's blue. The sun's out. It's just the right temp for you. And there's a beautiful breeze coming off that water, beckoning you, come. You are walking slowly into the water. It caresses you like never before. You can feel the soft white sand beneath your feet. It's so lovely. You start looking around and notice a beautiful, friendly dolphin coming your way. He's been waiting for you and is thrilled to be part of this experience. There's nothing else here except you, the water, and your dolphin. And everything appears bigger than life and out of time. So take a breath. See your dolphin. Be in the water. There is a deep silence, as if time has stopped for you, to allow you to immerse yourself in this exquisite moment of beauty and complete presence. Breathe. Our intention is to merge with water, who has merged with dolphin. We will dissolve ourselves into the experience, letting ourselves become one with water. We are also setting the intention of restructuring ourselves when we're finished communicating with water. Our dolphin is holding that intention and will take care of our remembering ourselves back home. The water is so alive, and as you walk in up to your waist, you take in the sky and everything around you. Feel the water lapping gently on your skin. Take a moment to commune with your dolphin. You're starting to feel a molecular exchange through the dolphin. You feel the water entering your cells, and you're starting to become one with water. So for now, allow yourself to have the intention of merging or dissolving into the consciousness of water. We're going to take a minute or two to do this. Feel yourself expand. With each breath, you're getting bigger and wider and out there, and your molecules are mixing with all this water, and it's glorious and happy like the dolphin. Breathe into it. Thank you. With every breath, you are going deeper and deeper. Pay attention to your senses, the smell of the water, the sensuousness engulfing you gently and beautifully. Take your time. Go deeply into her consciousness and thank her for this opportunity. When you feel that you've met up with her essence, take a breath to honor her and allowing her to converse and merge with you. Now take another breath and ask her about her essence. What is she about? What is it like to be conscious of all water everywhere? Let's take another breath and ask, what do we need to know about you to help you and ourselves? When your questions have been answered, ask her for a healing, a personal healing, just for you. I'm going to give you extra time for this and allow her the gift of working with you. Now take a moment to breathe and take in all and digest everything you've heard and experienced. And know later that when you write this down, more and more will come to you. You'll see. It's like being back in that moment again. And I encourage you to do that. So ask water to help you remember everything. Ask the dolphin to help you remember everything. So we need to go back now. Slowly bring your awareness back to your body. Have the intention to disengage from your dolphin's energy field and thank them for their help and ask them to remember you back home only with what serves your highest good. Having let go of what no longer serves you, that space was emptied from the removal of unwanted issues, emotions, etc. And now it's filled with light and possibility. Whatever was left behind was neutralized by water. This service is a great gift. So take some nice deep breaths, disengage. Feel your body in the water. Your assemblage points are coming back home together to create that beautiful person that you are. You are feeling stronger, more enlivened, and ready to assist water. You are fully present and integrated in your wonderful body in the water. Take a deep, deep breath, bringing yourself back to this life again. Keep breathing until you're feeling really whole, completed. It'll take a few minutes. Let's start to walk back to shore, full of grace. You're now standing on the shore. When you get there, turn around, face the water, and give thanks from your heart to water and the dolphin who helped you. Take another breath and bring your consciousness back to your room. Wiggle your toes and fingers. Feel yourself fully alive, refreshed and whole. Take your time. And as you look around, the world's a little brighter. And then when you're ready, open your eyes, take a deep breath, and welcome home. Thank you for taking this journey with me.
Thank you, Shoshana. I think you may need to wiggle our toes a little bit more to get back.
Okay, let me.
Rattling was keeping me way out there.
Okay, so wiggle your toe. Take a breath. Keep breathing. Feel your body. Touch your arms, your feet, and know that you've had an amazing experience.
Mm-hmm. thank you. And you said we should write down what we got,
yes,
right?
The number is 63572.
So if you put that on a piece of paper or a heart or a rock or anything, and as you look at it, you can say it a couple of times and then just send love to that number. It will open up that whole frequency. Try it. Let me know how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if there's somebody that has a question or a comment, would like to say something to Shoshana, go ahead and star 6. While we're all coming back.
Yes, I'd love to hear how it went.
Oh, I got something that came to me to read.
Great.
Would that be all right?
Sure.
Lovely.
Okay. There was a child made all of salt who yearned to know who she was and where she had come from. One day she embarked on a long journey, traveling to many foreign lands to seek the answers to her questions. Eventually, she came to the coastline of a vast ocean. How wonderful, she exclaimed, putting one foot in the water. Don't be afraid, the ocean whispered to her, for if you continue, you will find what you seek. The salt child put her other foot in the water and waded deeper and deeper, her body dissolving with each step. When she was fully immersed, she cried out in a voice filled with wonder, "Ah, now I know who I am."
Oh, my God, my skin's crawling. That's so beautiful.
Thank you. I just loved it so much. Thank you for letting me share that.
Oh, so beautiful. I think that must be the mythology of salt water.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Very beautiful.
Thank you.
My pleasure. So did people get, I'd love to hear how the healings went, how you feel. Is everybody feeling all right? That's imperative to me.
Go ahead and star 6 if you have something to share.
I just wanted to, this is Muriel from Tybee Island, and that was so incredibly healing. I swim every day and work with water intensively, which is so helpful. But there's been something stuck in my solar plexus. And no matter what I did in the water, it would soothe it, but it wouldn't make it go away. And I've just done all manner of things trying to get to the bottom of, you know, what is this energy that's stuck in my solar plexus? And it was absolutely released with your journey. And I didn't get any content, except I saw a snake. It's like there was a snake coiled up in my solar plexus, and it couldn't get out. And I just saw, finally, it found a way out. And then it just, it's almost like the way it got out was I birthed it out. But, boy, do I feel better. So I cannot thank you enough. I've been dealing with this, whatever it is, for weeks now. Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing. I will tell you, in shamanism, snake, well, it could be a couple things, but snake is very powerful medicine, very powerful medicine, and it's about transformation. So in that essence, probably something wonderful new is coming into your life. Also, it sounds like they helped you with an extraction. They're also known to sit there with things, you know, and they can manifest as snake. And
right.
So you got an extraction from them, too. So beautiful for you. Thank you.
Oh, such a relief.
Oh, hallelujah. Yay. Anyone else? Is everybody, I'd love to know everybody's okay, feeling whole. I feel very responsible for your beingness. So if you could just click in and say, I'm good, I'm okay, whatever.
This is Dana. I'm from Huntington, Pennsylvania, and I just wanted to thank you for so much. I took shamanic counseling back in the 90s, and during that whole week course, there was this dolphin who kept taking me out into the water, and that same dolphin showed up today, and I have not worked with him for all of these years. Dolphin's my husband's animal, and you know, we have a beautiful statue of two entwined dolphins in our bedroom. But I've over the years worked, you know, with many other animals, but that was the only time dolphin showed up for me. So it was so lovely having the reunion. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Dana, did you take that week long at Westerbeck with Sandra Ingerman?
I took it, I'm on the East Coast, so I took it with her up in Phoenicia, New York, near Woodstock.
Okay, I thought maybe I had met you there. I did the counseling with her on the West Coast as well.
Yeah, and I did my 3-year on the East Coast too, so.
Fun, great. Well, thank you. I'm happy for you. You had a power animal retrieval.
Hi, this is Lenny from Denver.
Hi.
And I got a little chant from the Ocean Essence.
Oh.
And the chant is, feel the rhythm of our truth. Feel the truth of our power. Feel the power of our heart. Feel the heart of our rhythm in circles, in circles. When we hold our breath, it's like arrhythmia. We have procrastination and resistance. So breathe and dance to this chant.
Oh, that's lovely.
Wow.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. It was just delightful. And the rattling quite transformational.
Great. Great. Thank you very much. How about you, Jennifer?
She might need to star 6.
She may.
Yeah, I had to unmute myself when my phone was being weird. But I got some interesting information. Water is a healer, of course, but also a teacher. And that she wanted us to open up our consciousness to water because it's a symbiotic relationship, that the water needs us to learn from so it can teach others.
Oh.
So it's carrying information from the earth and from human consciousness and all the creatures, and it's sharing it with everybody else. And the process over time is a shift in consciousness. So that's why we're being called to do this work right now.
That's great.
Huh?
That's great. Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had my headphones plugged in.
Okay. You're going in and out.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
Did you hear what I had to say about water?
Yes. Yes, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Thank you.
I couldn't hear what you said because I had my phone was, but anyway, that's it. There is a lot more. I mean, it's kind of hard to put into words, but that, you know, if we experience a negative emotion, the first thing to do to help move through it is to go and get a glass of water and drink it. And that information will serve whatever it is that is needed at that time. Anyway, it's healer, communicators, and teachers. That's what water brings.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. I'll encourage all of you to connect. You can at any time connect to your dolphin if you just sit quietly and call them in. However you do that, whether you rattle, drum, or just sit quietly and breathe, and know that they're there. Your power animals are always there with you and they want to help you. So anytime you'd like to continue on this journey to communicate and commune, call your dolphin. Anyone else?
I want to make sure I got the number right, 63572. Is that correct?
6356, yes.
72, okay.
Yes. And if any of you get anything, you know, I'd love to hear back from anybody about that, how that's worked. I've also sent that number to my friend Elizabeth, who works with, I mean, exclusively works with the frequency of numbers.
Shauna, what is your email?
My
your
email
website?
Is, yeah, my first name, Shoshana, S-H-O-S-H-A-N-A, at Rock Island, rockisland.com. And now that Mary's retired, I'll give you a little plug in the sense that I do healing. I've worked with Jennifer around healing of animals. If you need that, or spirits being removed from a house or a house clearing that you're, you know, the animal is